This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The California Coastal Commission met this week, and on the agenda was an item related to Coast Seafood's aquaculture operations on the bay. The company applied for a renewal of its current operating permit for some 230 acres of oyster beds, and Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, who represents the North Coast on the commission, reported that the renewal was granted without any opposition. In June, the Coastal Commission had rejected both a proposed expansion by Coast Seafood and required it to reapply for that current permit. Despite the rejection of the expansion proposal, Coast Seafood has prepared a new proposal that could be considered by the Commission as early as September. The search for Sean Hoff Jr., a man wanted on a warrant for attempted murder, has ended. Hoff turned himself in to California Fish and Wildlife officials yesterday. He had been on the run since last August when he was identified as the suspect who fired shots at a game warden who was patrolling for deer poachers along Highway 36. When the warden attempted to stop the occupants of a pickup who were using a spotlight to spot deer, the driver sped away, leading to a vehicle pursuit. It was during that pursuit that Hoff was accused of firing shots at the warden. The pursuit ended when the pickup crashed and the occupants fled the scene on foot. Numerous agencies and private persons donated to a reward fund of $20,000 in an effort to find and bring Hoff into custody. He faces an attempted murder charge along with fish and game violations. A group of citizens in Humboldt and Trinity counties have banded together to restore the marina on the north end of Trinity Lake, a marina that was removed in 2012 due to drought. The removal left the northern part of the lake without facilities for boat owners to gas up their boats, and it's meant that far fewer boaters spend money in the tiny hamlet of Trinity Center. Dave Hull, wearing the hat of community activist, is one of the folks who formed the Return Our Marina Now group, and he said that the issue is an important economic one, and the group was quickly able to gather signatures from other supporters that were taken to a meeting with the Forest Service in late July. Replacing the marina, according to the group, could happen by 2018 if the Forest Service issues a permit to Suntex Marinas, the company that will operate the facility. Hull went on to say that the original vision for the lake was to have marinas at the north and south ends so that boaters could explore the entire lake, and the goal is to return to that scenario. The Fortuna Police Department announced that schools in the Eel River Valley will have a school resources officer for the first time since 2012. Officer Lindsay Frank, who spent the summer attending specialized training and working with juvenile probation to prepare, takes over the new position, funded through Measure Z. Fortuna Mayor Tammy Trent said the city will use Measure E funds to purchase equipment. Frank is a 9-year veteran of law enforcement. She will serve schools throughout the valley. Next week is going to be a busy week on the campus of Humboldt State. The university will welcome back its students for the upcoming semester, and move-in day will be Tuesday, with other campus events and orientations scheduled for the rest of the week. HSU will welcome 1,800 new freshmen, with overall enrollment expected to be about 7,800 to 8,000. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Summertime in Humboldt County means local festivals and fundraisers, those local, community-based events that raise money for civic groups like volunteer fire departments or for youth groups like 4-H, events that are a staple of local life and also a key source of revenue. Supervisor Rex Bone has been to his fair share of small festivals, and he pointed out that while the numbers of attendees aren't in the tens of thousands, like, say, the county fair, they are annual community events that play a key role.
Weekend before last, Roll on the Mattole out in the Mattole Valley, a fundraiser for the Honeydew Volunteer Fire Department. Almost 1,100 people paid at the gate, and I take 1,800 oysters out there in my barbecue, and we get the oysters pretty much donated from a couple of the local oyster companies. Now, 1,100 people, it's not a lot, but they have it every year, and a lot of people look forward to coming up.
From big to small, from a local bake sale to the busy 2 weeks Fortuna hosts each year with the rodeo and the auto expo, these events serve as a touchstone for local residents.
The little neighborhood festivals, even little Swagger Days in Lolita, had a couple hundred people show up for it. Fortuna, they bust through the seams because they go rodeo, auto expo, and they fill everything up. They make so much money for the rodeo association, the and then the Auto Expo. And every one of those efforts that I just mentioned are all done by volunteer people.
One thing you can be sure about in Humboldt County, if there's a reason to hold a local festival, be it blackberries or oysters or music, it will be held. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.